Again, if you're just tuning in, we just started. We were just on air, just started 2 minutes ago with live coverage of CES 2015. We are seated right in North Hall, and I'm looking out at the window at the taxi cab stand. It's actually sunny and probably about 62, 63 degrees here. It's nice compared to what it is doing back east. Well, hello there. My name is Don Bain. I am the Gadget Professor, and you are?
I'm Jean-Marc.
Jean-Marc, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Now, your company is called?
Babolat.
Okay, and I'm not familiar with it, so you're going to have to inform me and all the people that are watching out there what it is that you do. You have a racket here. I don't play tennis, but I used to play racquetball, and I'm left-handed. So anyway, okay.
So I'm going to tell you all about it.
Okay. In 1875.
So we've been around for a while.
Longer than I have.
And the first thing we did at the foundation of the company was to invent tennis strings. When the game of tennis was invented, the guy who started the game of tennis came to see the founder of the company. And
Wait a minute. Wasn't tennis invented in the United States? Isn't that a U.S.?
It's more in England.
Oh, it's England? I don't know. I'm asking.
No, it's
okay.
Coming from England.
England, okay.
And they came to the Babolat family, and they invented the tennis string.
Really?
In 1875.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay, that's cool.
And since then, we've just kept innovating, and eventually, in 1993, we started doing rackets. And last year, at the last TES, we just brought the latest innovation, which is the first connected tennis racket.
When you say connected, you mean electronically connected?
Yeah, it's a racket. Major innovation. It's the first tennis racket that you have to turn on before you play.
I have never seen anything like this. This is really cool.
So, there's a
let me point it to the camera.
To the camera.
We could probably get a close up of that, but right here is where the controls are. Right here, okay. And you can kind of go from there. You got to keep it low because you got to get the camera.
So before you play, you turn it on here.
Right.
And you're going to see here. Oops.
Yep, I see it blinking.
It starts blinking.
Yep, we can see that.
So from there on?
We have a medium. We have a dissolve over a dissolve, if someone can check that on the switcher. Thank you. Okay. So there's a light blinking. We can see that.
Yep. From then on, the racket is going to start recording your game. How is it doing that? Basically, this is one of the key things for this racket is that one of the challenges for the R&D department, and we've been working on this for 10 years,
right,
is to make sure that this racket is exactly the same racket as the one without the sensor.
I was just going to ask you that. Okay.
So basically, when we designed this racket, in order to have the right balance,
right,
we put some dead weight in the handle,
right,
like a massive dead weight.
Yes.
And what we did is make sure that we took out the right dead weight to replace it with the electronic module.
Right.
And that electronic module is about 20 grams. That contains a gyroscope, an accelerometer, and a vibration sensor. Those sensors are recording everything about your game.
So, let's jump to this. It's recording it. How is it recording it on an SD card? Is it recording it via the
Bluetooth? It's recording it on a memory.
Okay.
While you play.
And is the memory permanent memory or is it removable memory?
It's permanent memory.
Okay.
And when you're done.
Okay.
You push another button here.
Right.
And you turn on the Bluetooth module.
Okay.
And then, from then on, once your game's over, you switch to your tablet or to your phone, and
you're transferring the data that's been recorded on the racket. You're transferring that via Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Okay. And what does that look like?
So once you're done, it looks like that. So this is a set of training sessions that have been played.
Is it going to show me my swing?
So what it does, it actually gives you data about your actual game. So when you're playing tennis, you're not a tennis player.
Well,
obviously I'm not connected here.
So tell me the types of things that this will record.
This will record every shot you make, every forehand, every backhand. Does the number of
forehands. Does it record the actual stroke as to the angle that I'm delivering the?
It records the angle.
Really?
Which gives the effect to
yes,
the ball.
Correct.
So basically, when you hit the ball, you hit it like that.
Yes.
You're putting some spin. It's
correct.
Called topspin. And because it records the angle and the speed of the racket, it's going to have the ability to tell you how much topspin you put to the ball.
So I'm assuming based on that statistical analysis, you can then hopefully take that data and improve your game.
Exactly. One of the key things that it also delivers is where you hit the ball.
Okay.
If you're not familiar with tennis, there's a location
well,
on the racket.
It's very similar to racquetball in terms of a racket sport.
You have
right,
what's called the sweet spot here.
Sure.
So the target for any player is to hit that sweet spot. And what the sensors do is they tell you where you hit the ball, whether or not you hit that sweet spot. So let's say you're a tennis player, you're starting playing, and you're starting to hit the ball, because that's the first challenge. You have to manage to hit the ball. So you hit the ball, and it tells you, for instance, that you hit it here.
Right.
From that very basic information, you can tell that you're too close to the ball.
Right.
So that means your footwork is off, and that you have to change your footwork to make sure that you're away
okay,
from the ball.
If I am a professional, this data is invaluable to me, no question. If I am an amateur or just love to play the sport and want to improve the game, as anybody would want to improve whatever sport they're playing, how am I going to know how to interpret the data? Is there a guide that tells me, look, this is the statistical analysis of what you've just done. Now you need to back up or you need to move forward. How would I know that? How would I be able to interpret that?
Actually, you have two ways of doing that. When you say it's invaluable for a professional player, a professional player has a team around him. He's got a coach. He's got a whole team working on looking at his
so
game.
He has so bodies watching the game instead of this.
So he will actually use a different set of data.
Okay.
For him, what's important is the volume of play. How much he actually plays when he trains. How many forehands, backhands. It seems to you like a very simple information, but actually some of the coaches are having people counting the shots during training sessions.
Really?
Just so that they know the volume of play that the player is actually doing. For a normal Sunday player, let's call it that way, he will go much deeper in the data because he doesn't have that coach. So he will analyze his data. And for instance, this impact locator, it's because he has nobody who watches him play, the fact that he's off, he doesn't always realize that he's off.
But will he know or she know what to do that he's off? In other words, I understand from the data that I'm off. Now, what do I have to do? Do I have to back up? Do I have to do different footwork? How will I know how to improve based on the data?
What's really important is that you have the information. Previously, you did not have the information. So you knew that you were wrong,
right,
but you didn't know what was wrong.
Okay.
Now you know what's wrong. You know, for instance, that you hit too close. That means that there's two things, that you're too close to the ball. So next time you try to get further from the ball with your footwork. And the second thing is that usually, as an amateur player, a professional player, he's 120% of his capabilities.
Well, there's a lot of difference between a pro and an amateur.
So
in any
he's
sport.
Focusing, and so he's training hard so that he can lower that intensity during the game. Amateur players tend to be less intense during training, and they expect that on Sunday when the game comes, they're going to be perfect.
Wasn't everybody?
So what this brings to the amateur player is actually because during the training sessions, he will have that information. He knows that he's going to have to focus all the time to improve his game. So even during the training sessions, it's going to increase the level of focus all the time when he's training. So next time he's going to go on court for training, he knows that he has to focus on the ball impact location and on his footwork. And when he's finished his sessions, he can check the data on his tablet and see what kind of improvement he made and whether it worked or not.
Okay, let's delve into the electronics of this, because obviously this thing must be able to take a beating and a continual beating.
Exactly.
So I'm assuming that there's some type of sensor on every one of these strings, if you will.
Actually, all the sensors are in here.
Okay.
So there's no sensor anywhere else on the
racket.
There's
no electronics in this part.
Nothing.
It's
everything
all
is here.
Okay.
And this is actually the most protected area of the racket.
That was my next question.
And One of your very valid point is the amount of G's that this racket is taking at every shot is like tremendous.
Have you tested this with pros?
And actually, the reason we're here at CES this year is that Rafael Nadal, number three ranking right now, French Open champion for loads of times, he's actually going to play on tour with this racket of this week.
And that's really cool.
He's going to be working on the.
Well, let me ask you a question. You've heard of Jimmy Connors?
Yep.
Now, he was famous for a couple things, but one thing he was famous for is what? Throwing the racket.
Yeah, because he was the first one with a new innovation with a racket. And Rafael Nadal is doing the same thing with this.
Okay, so and if I slam this racket on the ground because I missed the shot or because the referee was made an unfair call, it's going
to... You have much more chances to break the racket.
Really?
Than to break the electronic sensors.
Okay, now, next question for you. You thought this was going to be an easy interview, didn't you? Now,
actually, this yeah.
Okay,
no,
here's
my
next
easy interview.
All right, here's my next question for you. So I play game one with this. First time I've used it. First time out of the box. It records. It works fine. I Bluetooth. I transfer the data in there, and now I go and analyze the data, and I say, okay, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. Now I play the second and the third and the fourth game. Okay, 3 days, 4 days. I'm a week into this. Does that have the ability to overlay? Day one, day two, day three, day four, all the way up to day seven, and tell me graphically that I'm improving or I'm not improving. How do you like that one?
The application does that. So you have some information about that. Some of it is graphic. Some of it you have to go into like numbers. But it does that. The idea is that every time you play, it shows it here, like I showed earlier, you have a session. And every session is... either a set or a full match or a training session. And what it's going to do over time is just aggregating data, and it's going to give you an overview of your game.
Right.
And overall, you're going to see how you improve. And the way it shows shows that to you is we had to come up with an index of comparing players with each other, because one interesting feature here is that there's also a community feature. You're going to be able to compare yourself with your friends, with your coach, with Rafael Nadal. And how can you compare your game? Because every player is different. The way we did it is we came up with an index that's called the Pulse, which is a combination of your technique index. The technique is pretty much where you hit, if you hit consistently properly on the racket. The power, which is the speed with which you hit the racket. And the endurance, which is... basically the intensity you put in your game. And those three numbers combined give you an index that's going to be give you the ability to follow your progression and tell you if you're better or not than last week.
Okay, so let me rephrase this, your answer, if I'm correct. One of the things that it will do as it gathers the data, you'll be able to analyze that data versus other people's data and get an average, basically, as to how you're doing versus...
Yep.
Everybody else.
Exactly.
Okay, and it will also tell me on a progressive basis, again, game one to game 20, that here's my improvements, that now I'm starting to hit more in the center and this and that. So I have two mechanisms that will allow me to benefit from the data analysis.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's going to give you your progression on very simple facts, like the impact locator, like you mentioned, and your overall volume of game.
Well, I am very impressed. Price point, I'm afraid to ask.
Are you?
Yeah.
So this racket that's going to be on the market mid-January is going to come out at...
It's almost mid-January now.
At $349.
Very reasonable.
And we have two other models. One is a model that's a little bit lighter, because if you weigh this is kind of a heavy racket. Rafael Nadal is playing with a heavy racket, and that's more targeted for juniors and younger people with a smaller grip, and that's coming out at $299. And another model that's a more open and broader model that's also at $349.
I think the pricing is very reasonable, and for the analysis that you're going to get from it, I don't know why you'd buy any other racket. That's great.
And the application comes for free.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
it was very
much.
Interesting. I've never seen anything like it, and I wish you luck with it.
Thank you.
Do you play tennis?
I do. I have to.
Okay. I was just checking. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.